call consequential wrath. Consequential wrath is the sowing and reaping wrath. You live a certain kind of life and you set in motion certain forces that will produce judgment. But there is one other kind of wrath, and that is the wrath that is presented in this passage. And it is the wrath of abandonment. It is the wrath of abandonment. It is that wrath exhibited by God when He turns His back on a society. One of the most tragic scenes on the pages of Scripture would provide for us a good illustration of it. It is a scene that involves the strongest man who ever lived, the mighty Samson. He is the original Superman and a real one. According to Judges 16, verses 18 to 21, we read this, "When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up once more, for he has told me all that is in his heart.' Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands, and she made him sleep on her knees and looked for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. And she said, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' And he awoke from his sleep and said, 'I will go out as at other times and shake myself free.' And then this, but he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. And then the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. And they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains, and he was a grinder in the prison, a job for a mule. Because of his sin, the Lord left him." The judgment of abandonment. To the sons of Israel, God said in Judges 10, "You have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your distress." God is saying, "I'm done with you." In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 to 31, we find a similar sentiment. "Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will even laugh at your calamity. I will mock